I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.
Previously on the blood-soaked rose.
Try and talk to people, but they're very fearful. Keep to themselves. You do start to notice these red strips from the corner of your eye, but they melt
these
away.
These strips of red, what are they about?
Elves sticking together. They can't push this around, that's all.
I don't believe you. Something's up.
Just drops a weight down, slips from your grasp, and bolts down the
How
street.
How does a creature escape a witch's grasp?
There's somewhere on yourself.
What is it?
It's a sign.
Oh, that we stick together.
The elves stick together.
I know when you're lying.
Yeah, it's like a gathering of forces, an assembly
don't
of numbers.
Don't make lying a part of your process again.
Okay.
It reaches me that you're traveling among the service of a witcher. Make yourself known to Bertrand, coroner.
So what's your problem?
Unusual death is my problem. Patrol captain met a rather grisly end.
Something that looks to suck blood.
Question his patrol mates who are underneath.
And no one has thought to talk to these
Let's
people.
Let's go talk to the soldiers while it's still fresh in their mind. And now,
the East Gate Garrison is a two-story brick building against the outer wall of Vizima. Outside is a training yard, lightly fenced off, where a weary veteran is putting some recent conscripts through their paces as they graciously thrust spears at training dummies. Many of them appear altogether too old or too young to be very effective. As you make your way inside, flashing your letter of deputization, the tone inside is grim and somber, as conscripts and career soldiers alike are eating tightly rationed gruel or playing at dice or cards. A sergeant directs you to one billet, a room where soldiers stay in bunks, where Victor, Tess, and Yorn are staying. As the sergeant shows you to the room, a fist fight breaks out in an adjoining room, and he goes, you'll find him in there. Oi, cut that out. All of you is... And he's gone.
Why I order...
Oh, I'm sorry.
So the mood is tense.
Yes.
Tense.
Mm. When did the siege, like, when did it finally, like, when did we lock down? Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday.
Mm. The last You're looking at me funny.
I thought we locked down like 5 days ago.
Not 5 days ago, but the start of this investigative period, perhaps. So a couple days, a few days now.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, awesome. With the last few refugees snuck in. So the place has been shut down for at least a few days now. No one in or out. Everyone here is here for the long haul.
So we head into the room. Is it just the three that are in there? Like, are we?
It's just the three at the moment. Yeah. So two men are rolling dice against the wall and sucking down a ration of beer, whereas one woman, who you presume to be Tess, fixes links in her chainmail shirt on her bunk.
You're the patrol officers.
Officers, yeah. Maybe if they paid us like officers, that'd be all right.
We need you to tell us what happened the other night.
Yawn and Victor scoff. Tell you what happened, mutant. Those Skirtel ambushed the guard captain, slit his throat, and that was it. All done.
You saw that, did you?
Yep, that's what we saw. Those non-human scum killed the captain and vanished as soon as that. And if it was up to us, we'd throw them all out of Zima, let the black ones deal with them.
And Aurelius will, like, have a puzzled expression, and he'll look over at Briok. Briok, could I just see your hands for a moment, please?
Yes, sir.
Oh, interesting. I don't appear to see any claws on you. Can I see your teeth, please?
Yes, sir. And Briok will smile pleasantly and very, very charmingly.
Yeah.
Yawn. Is it Victor? Tess? Sorry, can you just have a look?
Tess looks up at this kind of display. She hasn't spoken yet, and she's kind of amused. She's smiling. She's like, yeah, these two are having it handed to them. She's like, mm-hmm.
Sorry, I, it's quite early in the morning, so maybe I don't have my reading spectacles on at the moment. I don't appear to see any claws or teeth on our friend Briok here. So pray tell me, could you please explain to me how it was?
What are you implying, fancy man? Come on, out with it.
Reuben was bitten in the neck, and something with great big claws slashed at his belly.
Yeah, well, perhaps you should be speaking to the one who actually stood their ground last night. But that's what Tess says.
Was that you?
That was me.
All right, tell us what you know.
So Victor and Yawn kind of... And they make themselves scarce. They leave. Yeah, I can tell you what really happened. Those two turned tail as soon as the first whiff of blood was shown. Oh, it was the Skirtel. We were ambushed. Found them cowering outside St. Labdoa's, a few streets away.
So you stood your ground?
I stood my ground.
What did you see?
Well, that's the thing. It was odd. The whole thing was odd. We turned down this little street. It's called Serpent Street. That's what people call it. Extra patrols have been ordered in the area. There's been this rumours that some discontent's brewing in the area, and just we've been told to make a show of force. But the funny thing is, when we turned down Serpent Street, it got real eerie. Everyone there went real quiet. Like, they thought they knew we was coming down there. It was so strange. The non-humans all give us a bit of a wide berth, but it was even worse than that, even weirder than that. Everyone just, you know, gave us, you know, turned their backs on us, and everything went real still.
And then what?
Well, got stranger still. Captain Reuben started talking like to someone who wasn't there, telling us he was not afraid. He's not going to die. You can come out of the shadows. But there was no one there. And he started panicking. And Rubens, he was a veteran. He wasn't the most feared man.
This is unreasonable behavior from Ruben?
Yeah, he was totally off his rocker. And then when he finally was about to lose it, when panic gripped his eyes, that's when it happened.
And did you see what happened to him?
Yeah, this great furred thing folded itself out of the shadows directly. Reuben did raise his weapon, for what good it did him. First swipe rent his armor down to his belly, and then the thing sunk its great maw into his shoulder with this slurping sound.
I put my point of my spear into the thing, but just like that, it was gone, like it'd never been there.
Was there anything on your spear? Any blood?
Yeah, there was some blood.
Can I have a look at that?
I've cleaned it since.
Oh, fucking hell. So it disappeared. What did it look like?
Well, I'd say it's 2 head taller than a man, maybe 2 meter tall. It had these big ears, great big ears, coming out from its head. And like I said, this gaping maw with teeth. And, had like trinkets, like rings in its ears and round its wrists. And I remember it had strips of red cloth sewn into its fur, like tied into its fur. And then, like I said, it just folded into the shadows, folded in and out of the shadows and was gone.
And it solely attacked Reuben and then left everyone else alone.
Just the captain, yeah. And then it was gone.
And the people, were there still people in the alley at that time?
Yeah, all quiet-like.
Watching?
They all watched from the shadows.
These people, did they all have red ribbons on them?
I think some must have, yeah, actually. Yeah, come to think of it, yeah, I reckon one or two of them must have.
Interesting.
And I've been seeing a bit more red on people's clothes and such around Little Muckham.
Could be a coincidence.
Doubtful.
What you reckon it was that did him?
No, I'm not rightly sure. Something that can be incorporeal, can disappear. Now, was it wearing fur? It had fur.
Had fur, yeah.
Something that acts like a beast.
You said it disappeared. Is that just because it was dark and you weren't looking properly, or did it literally vanish into thin air?
I keep my head about me. I tell you, it folded into the shadows. Like, it was part of them. Like, they absorbed it. It's so hard to describe. I've never seen anything like it.
Witcher, have you ever heard of such a thing before?
Not to my knowledge.
You can make a monster,
yeah,
monster knowledge roll at +5 with all these details.
Ooh.
There's quite a lot. You're like, so it can be corporeal. It's got fur, big ears with rings in it.
Rings and trinkets and things, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
It's a stylish
You know
beast.
What it is.
I've got a pretty good idea of what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The big ears tipped me.
Yeah.
That was a crit, that was.
You know exactly what it is,
that's
I'm
a
sure.
30.
So with a 30, you know that not only is it a vampire, it's probably one of the slightly higher orders of vampire. Not like a Nosferatu or an Alp or anything like that. Maybe like a Katakan. They can turn invisible. They can communicate telepathically. And they have intelligence. They have sometimes more cunning than a human, and they like to collect things, shiny things.
So once Tess has kind of given Eve all that detail, it's almost like crash zoom Eve's face. Fuck. It's a fucking vampire.
Tess is like.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No.
One of the
Does that mean Reuben's going to come back as one?
No. Don't think so.
Oh, do you need garlic? I know someone who's got a bit
no,
of garlic.
No, I don't need fucking garlic.
It's all right, actually, Tess. We have lots of garlic on hand as it stands.
That's what I hear. Garlic and a steak to the heart. Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
No, that doesn't fucking help any of it.
This isn't exactly the creature you might have heard as a child.
Well, I don't know. You only hear stories about these things.
That's exactly right. Stories. Well, this is going to be tricky. because some of the higher ones, they can blend in.
Tess, was it?
Right.
Have you heard any instances of this happening before in the area, or is this the very first time? Even, I'm talking hearsay or rumour.
No, that's the first time.
Or are there no other bodies found in the same way?
Not to my knowledge.
Right.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah, but they're thinking about sending more folk into the non-human quarter. Show of force, and I'm just afraid this is going to keep happening.
Well,
again and again.
I don't think it will try and escape, so we've got that to our advantage. Why would it? It's basically like a pig rolling in shite at the moment. All these humans walking around, non-humans, all sorts of blood available. That means it won't stray too far, hopefully. And I can cut it down where it stands.
Serpent Street, you said?
Aye, that's what they call it.
I think it's time we have a little visit.
Thank you, Tess. That was super helpful.
Just doing my job.
Keep doing it. It's great.
And make sure your comrades are better trained and better suited to the job.
There's no helping those losers. They'll be dead first time black ones come over the walls, guarantee you.
I can only hope.
Oh.
You'd have to have an army of witches to be able to fight vampires.
Grim sense of humour, that one.
Yeah, it's funny.
Black ones don't... You don't think the black ones sent the vampire, do you?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No.
God, if they had monsters on their side, that would be... Well, be hopeless.
Yeah, that would be scary, wouldn't it? But thankfully, the North is very strong and will defend against the black ones for a long, long time.
Oh, it's going to be a long winter.
Oh, and Tess, one last thing. Have you or any of the people in your ranks heard rumour of anyone carrying a rose? Anyone been around this spot?
No. Precious few flowers this time of year.
Shame. Thank you for your time.
Well, get back to it. She goes back to mending her armour. So, with a 30, I
yes.
could probably tell you some things about catacombs that might help you... Might help
prepare?
You prepare.
That would be
steaks.
Lovely.
More garlic, more steaks.
What steady disposition?
Steaks work yes. in that. Stab anything with a stake in the heart and it'll die.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Stabbing helps.
Yes.
Okay. A few of my signs will. There's a sign that will help with incorporeal creatures.
Yes.
They have to...
Which sign is that, Ellen?
I believe it is Earth, but just give me a second.
Do you know what that's called? Because I do. I've got it written down.
Yeah.
Hey.
And I remember because I like that sign. It's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Well, I didn't write down how to pronounce it. Arden? Erden?
Erden, I
Erden.
Think. Yeah.
Erden.
Erden. Because it's Y-R-D-E-N.
That's
Erden.
Right.
That's right.
As in Earth. Erden.
Yes.
It's yeah. like a magic ring, essentially.
Yes. So Erden can prevent the creature becoming invisible.
Oh, right. Great.
Okay. Yeah, anything in the... It's kind of like a fairy circle almost. Mm-hmm. So you can trap things in the... Well, they don't get trapped, but they do suffer penalties to speed and dexterity. So it kind of slows them down. And
slows them down and, yes, prevents
in the
them
middle,
becoming invisible.
They have to be visible.
Great. So you know that these creatures, they... regenerate. They heal wounds very quickly. Faster at night. They don't burn up in the sun, but it does slow down their regeneration. As we've said, they do become invisible and they like to attack from the darkness. They're so invisible, in fact, that they're immune to magical scanning. They don't respond to witch medallions, and even mages who are attuned to magic have to concentrate extremely hard and maybe even get a little lucky to sense them when they're in their presence.
Hmm.
They can speak telepathically. And telepathy doesn't require you to know a language, although they have been known to learn common every so often.
Okay.
This one spoke to Reuben.
Do we? So but once you're in, once you the creature's your... in your mind, it doesn't need to speak the same
yeah,
language
right.
It can just
to you.
Speak to you.
It can yes. just speak in a
and you understand.
Sense.
But
you understand.
If it wanted to, it could speak human. It could speak common.
Possibly. Yeah. They have
it,
been known
they've
to.
They've been known to. These yeah. ones are particularly intelligent. So.
Yeah. How do you kill one? Well, again, with a 30, I'm just going to lay it out for you.
Verbal combat.
I will need some vampire oil.
Vampire oil is a good start. Black blood potions. Black blood potions are drunk by witches and make their blood poisonous. So that if you do get attacked, it burns the creature that attacks you.
Fantastic.
Drinks your blood. As I've said, their regeneration is slowed in sunlight and they're very, very flammable. Finally, and I'm only giving you this because of your excellent crit roll, this is the little fizzle bit extra that you remember reading from a personal account during your Witcher studies by a very crafty cat witcher who noted that whatever poisons or alcohols or narcotics a person might drink, when a vampire drinks from that person, it affects them too.
So you can get a vampire drunk.
You can.
Great.
You can feed them a drunk person.
Yeah.
You can impair them.
Is this meal vegan? Well, it is a vegan that you're bleeding dry, so.
That is all I can tell you about vampires or catacombs. It's pretty much the whole thing.
That's plenty of information.
Plenty of information.
That's so much.
If our witcher cannot come up with a plan, I think we're fucked.
Yes.
And what did you... Sorry, not sure if it was improv or not, but what did we hear that Ruben, like, said in response to the telepathy?
He's not afraid. He's not going to die. You'll never take him.
All right, so just a pretty stock standard. Bah, I'm going
to
kill you. Well,
yeah, you're... You know, he was responding to something like, oh, your time has come.
Great.
You're going to die.
Oh, so sorry.
Malevolent talking.
Yeah. Yes. So the he in that sense is Ruben saying, I'm not going to die.
Yes.
Right.
He heard something in his mind clearly and then responded and then got eviscerated.
Yeah. Yes. He was eviscerated at the moment of panic. So the idea is that the creature
may have revealed itself.
Yes.
And it
threw him off his rhythm.
Yes. Well, it terrifies its victims until they're paralyzed by fear.
Yeah, and then strikes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Vampire style. You know all about that, Chris.
I'm all about that vampire style. Listen to season 2 of Roll to Cast, Vampire the Masquerade.
It's like
slightly different, but
very different. But,
yeah. I'm just thinking of like American Gods with Chernobog talking about the cows, you know. You want to strike them so that it doesn't panic them, because then the meat tastes bad.
Yeah, stress.
Mm.
Well, I think it tastes better for vampires. The
if you are stressed.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
For these guys, anyway.
I've got anxiety.
as they are...
They don't need to do nothing.
As they are beginning to kind of walk out of the barracks, Aurelius will, like, kind of sidle up, and in more of a whisper, still for everyone to hear, but to Eve... Please tell me you have faced a vampire before. This wouldn't be a new experience, would it?
Yep.
Yes, it would be a new experience, or yes, you have faced one before?
Do you know how many monsters there are?
At least 3.
Look, supplies for hunting monsters, it's been my second nature, let's just say. Cutting throats is a lot easier for coin. But I did learn about vampires from the Dinmarv, and I do know a witcher who did fart one.
Do you want to roll me just a d10?
Sure. 3.
You definitely haven't fought a catacomb before.
No.
Maybe a lesser vampire.
A lesser vampire. These are not your average stock. These are higher vampires, more powerful.
That's why I'm asking. Well, in your words, fuck.
No, friends. Think of it this way. If this is a powerful creature, and you two are very powerful people, as I've discussed earlier, you're all attracting each other to yourselves.
Great, so we're attracting more powerful things that'll kill us.
Well, you're equally powerful, I would presume. I have great faith in you both.
I don't understand, though. Is she mixed up in all this?
I mean, it did have red, so maybe.
Possibly.
Are there any markings on elves or humans or dwarves that would suggest that they... are vampires in human or in ordinary form?
That's a good question, because higher vampires can blend in, so to say.
Catacombs don't.
Okay, all right.
A TTRPG anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Like,
there are conflicting accounts out there.
Yeah.
They have been known to. If you get... It's not very much further into the higher vampires before they become sophisticated enough to create the illusion of human form. Catacombs are... They can mess with your mind and play with shadows, but they don't hide amongst... As far as you know, they don't hide amongst people.
It would be like looking at some of the mages, right? Where it's like, if you know magic, you might be able to tell that there is some sort of glamour.
Yeah.
But not really, you know, it's like Geralt kind of staring at Yennefer for the first time and being like, What is going on?
The understanding is with the catacomb, they would not hide amongst people in plain sight, in which case... Well, that means one of two things, really, is that either this particular person. It's just a coincidence that they both have a band and were that creature. Or, and he kind of looks towards Briok, the end game of people who are offered that band is to become one of those things.
Or that they'll be protected somehow. Tess said that all the other people in the alley were watching.
There are people that know more than they're letting on, and I wonder if someone who has been invited into the fold could extract that information.
Yeah, I can do that for you both. I'd be very happy to, sir.
Safely.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, watch your back.
It would be a lot less scary if someone else could watch my back for me.
Well, if you get into a scrape, you can always ask me. I'm happy to do any killing or fighting, but in terms of teasing out information, I think you would be much better at that.
So am I the bait?
Yes.
Well, at least we're honest.
Oh, gosh.
I love having such a blunt character. Yes. What do you think?
In Eve's mind, it's just Briok, but in like a little lamb costume.
With a little red sash around my neck.
Oh, a red sash!
So what's the plan?
Okay, should we head to the street then?
Well, I also need to get some components. I need to make some vampire oil. And I need to make some black blood potion.
Well, I could go with Briok while we at least get preliminary information.
I think that'd be wise.
If you can get yourself prepared, we can come together, and then we can fight this thing.
Speaking of, do you have any fire spells?
He smiles at you.
Is that a yes?
You bet your ass. Felt weird coming out of Aurelius' mouth, yes. but in that moment,
that's a nice colloquialism from me. Maybe that's what they used to say in Down in Gamera. Yeah.
Just a lot more rougher.
Yeah. They don't bet the farm, they have to bet their luxury. You can afford to bet a farm. We had to bet ours.
You have been listening to The Blood Soaked Rose, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. The Witcher tabletop role-playing game is property of Artelsorian Games. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.